Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution embodies the right of every citizen to speak freely and to practice their religious beliefs without fear of government intervention or coercion. It also contains the concept of a free press that operates without government censorship or oversight. The founders believed that a free press was crucial to the survival of the nation, a belief that continues to this day. However, with the right to freely report the news comes the responsibility to report it accurately, fairly, and truthfully. It's a public trust, and one that the Billings Gazette failed miserably in this past week. It all began with last year's attempt to pass a so-called non-discrimination ordinance in the Magic City. As expected, the debate was passionate and at times heated. Proponents claimed the ordinance was necessary to stop discrimination based on sexual orientation. Opponents countered that it wasn't necessary because Billings is already a tolerant city. They also pointed to the fact that the NDOs passed in four other Montana cities had never been used, a fact that continues to this day. Eventually, the effort to pass an NDO failed, but throughout the course of the debate, the Billings Gazette made it very clear that they supported the effort, not only on the editorial page, which is acceptable, but in regular news articles that showed a clear bias and pro-NDO slant. The climax came when the city council voted the NDO down and the Gazette went ballistic. So much for journalistic objectivity. Now, fast forward to this week when the issue of an NDO resurfaced in a Gazette article entitled "Billings May Reconsider Non-Discrimination Ordinance." The article made it sound as though there was an actual effort to bring the NDO back. On closer reading, however, it became apparent that this was not the case. All you had was a reporter interviewing council members and others who thought the NDO was still a good idea. Nowhere did anyone who was interviewed say that they were actually going to reintroduce the ordinance. That aside, the first line in the article said, quote, "The Billings City Council may be deciding in the coming weeks to take another run at passing a non-discrimination ordinance. Like I told my staff, this article was nothing more than a thinly veiled attempt to gin up support for another effort." Sure enough, the following day, a KTVQ news article quoted Councilwoman Janie McCall, who said the title and the first line of the Gazette story were misleading. Which takes us back to journalistic integrity. Granted, the Gazette editorial board strongly favors an NDO, but when they allow their personal biases to affect the accuracy of the paper's content, then a once venerable newspaper devolves into little more than a supermarket tabloid. We encourage the Gazette to keep the editorializing to the editorial page and reserve the rest of the paper for stories that are accurate, unbiased, and newsworthy. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.